Yeah, long and lean, my baby built for speed. I say run here quick, mama, get what you need. Yeah, they call me, come ask Slim Jim. Won't you plead to me one little old favor? Say open the door, let me in. Then she told me.
Jimmy Stagger has been playing the blues for nearly half a century. In the first part of our interview, he talked about buying his first guitar in 1965. He was influenced by rock and roll, the British invasion, and surf music. And then he began to take note of the songwriting credits from the American blues masters who influenced popular musicians like the Rolling Stones. His musical evolution continued towards traditional blues when he took up finger-picking guitar.
I'm in college at this point, and I bought my first acoustic guitar. And I wanted to learn how to finger-pick because I had been playing rock and roll stuff. And James Taylor came out around that time, and there was a big finger-picking renaissance back at that point in time. So I bought a really nice Gibson guitar, looked really beat up, but I bought it at a pawn shop on Division and Wealthy Street for $45, and I sold it last year for $3,000. You know, but it was a beautiful guitar. I couldn't believe it was pawned. It was well played, but it just had the wonderful action, and it was a Gibson Country Western. It had wonderful action, had a beautiful sound, and I just thought last year that somebody else might want to play that guitar, you know, and the person I sold it to had a market for it. There was somebody that really wanted to buy that guitar, so that was really cool. But anyway, so I took that up, and I learned how to finger pick, and then, you know, I went backwards farther in time to, like, pre-war blues, you know, because there's a lot, so many hot finger pickers from that era, you know, like Big Bill Brunzi, and you know, you had, I wouldn't say hot, but an excellent finger picker was Mississippi John Hurt. All these guys recorded back then. And then what really turned it on for me, and this is a plug for Grand Valley College at the time, not university, wasn't called a university yet, 1972 had its very first blues festival out in Allendale and on the campus out there. The lineup was this. Otis Rush was a headliner. Then Booker White, Johnny Young, who was from the south side of Chicago, guitar and mandolin player. Then Roy Bookbinder, excellent finger picker from the New York scene. Woody Mann from the same scene. Frank Salamone, local. And then my little duo, the Wealthy Street Sheiks. We were on the tail end of that. And what happened then, Booker White needed a place to stay. He didn't want to stay at a hotel. And they had asked Frank Salamone if he could stay with him, and he was staying with his mom. He didn't think that would be cool. He said, call Jimmy. So they called me, and I said, Booker White, stay at my house? Yeah. You know, send him over. So we picked him up at the airport. It was funny. We're looking all over for him. Had him paged, found out he was in the restaurant. What was the restaurant called? I think Fred Harvey's or something like that. We get in there. He's sitting there eating a steak. He's like chowing down on it. He looks at me and goes, Jimmy, this bull died hard. It was a pretty tough steak. But anyway, he had a really good sense of humor, and he was very affable and welcoming to us, and he stayed at my house. And during that time, that weekend, I didn't play bottleneck guitar at that point in time. And he's like one of the premier pre-war bottleneck guitar players. I mean, his song Aberdeen, Panama Limited, so many folk blues players covered that song, Tom Rush and John Fahey and guys like that. And so here he is in my living room. We have a lot of time on our hands because we're only playing, you know, in the afternoon on Saturday at the Blues Festival, my band starting, and he's somewhere down the line. And I had also started playing mandolin that year, too, because I wanted to keep up my finger picking, or not my finger picking, excuse me, my flat picking, because my rock and roll is all flat pick, you know. And then when I took up finger picking, I thought, well, I need something to keep my chops up with a flat pick. So I bought a mandolin and started playing that. And then that works into the old string band format of old blues. So while we're playing all this stuff in my living room, and it was well primed, Booker White made sure, he asked me if I had his medicine. And it was Old Charter's bourbon. And I had to keep that, you know, supplied while he was here in town. And so we had basically a master class with whiskey, you know, my first real experience with whiskey too, with Booker White, you know, for that whole weekend. You know, it was great. And then he came back the next year too.
And he's one of the great links in terms of the whole lineage of the blues.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, it's so funny. I was just watching a show on Netflix the other day about Greenwich Village and the folk scene there in the 60s and that. And there was one clip, and it was Buffy St. Marie, and she also played a couple different times at Grand Valley during the 60s and early 70s too, Buffy St. Marie. And she was doing a television duet with Andy Williams, and they were singing Booker White's Fixin' to Die, you know. And I was just, I was bowled over by it because I never heard anybody else perform it like legitimate. I mean, Buffy St. Marie would make sense, but Andy Williams, you know, doing a duet, and it was good. It was actually really good, you know. And I was so impressed. I thought, well, I hope Booker made some money off that, you know, when they did that, you know.
So you were then you basically started playing the blues fairly early on. Then if you started doing it, if you were introduced as an 18-year-old,
yeah. And when I met Booker, I was 21.
21, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how long did that band last?
Well, the Wealthy Street Sheiks, probably we started that probably in 70, and that went into 72, and then in late 72 I started playing with Frank Salamone. So, but I always kept a version of the Wealthy Street Sheiks handy to do any side projects, and I still will go out under that name, you know, acoustically. I'll go out under the name of the Wealthy Street Sheiks, and the Sheiks comes from, in the old blues days, Sheik didn't have an Arabic connotation. It was somebody that was like a dandy or really dapper, and so there was like the Mississippi Sheiks and the Memphis Sheiks, and that was just a band name that people, like how in Texas, like the swing bands would use the name Playboys, you know, the Texas Playboys or the West Side Playboys or something like that. But there'd be a lot of bands with that handle, you know. So we just, as homage to that whole era, and that was the kind of music we were playing, we called ourselves the Sheiks, and the Beale Street Sheiks. So we were the Wealthy Street Sheiks because that was local, you know. And blues before the war was more regional and local than, you know, universal and more homogenized, like kind of it is today. There's still definite regional genres, you know, that exist.
Jimmy Stagger, he's performing at Local Blues Matters this coming Saturday night at Billy's Lounge in Easttown, along with Big Boss Blues Band with Jacob Kershaw and Detroit's Queen of the Blues, Thornetta Davis. Doors open at 6 p.m. Here's Jimmy Stagger and his version of Aberdeen Mississippi Blues from Booker White.
I was over in Aberdeen on my way to New Orleans. I was over in Aberdeen on my way to New Orleans. These Aberdeen women sitting by my gasoline. Men don't want me around. Aberdeen is my home, but the men don't want me around. Till I take them Aberdeen women, take them outside, take them outside of town. What you gonna do with them? Thank you. never seen. Spotty two little women are ain't never seen. These two little women, they must be from New Orleans.